Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. Coming up, we're going to talk to Danny Trejo. You're saying, Danny Trejo, that name rings a bell. He's that guy. He's that guy that you see in movies and you say, oh my gosh, that's that guy. I know that guy. Danny Trejo has been in over 300 films. How about From Dusk Till Dawn? Let's play a clip here. From Dusk Till Dawn, when he told George Clooney to get out of the bar.
You can't come in here.
What do you mean?
It's a private bar. You're not welcome.
You told me that I'm not good enough to drink here?
This bar is for bikers and truckers only. Get out!
I mean, we got to ask him about that. I'm sure it felt great. Breaking Bad, one of the greatest series in the history of television. Danny Trejo was in Breaking Bad. He played Tortuga. What does Tortuga mean?
My name's Tortuga. You know what that means? Tortuga means turtle. That's me. I take my time, but I always win.
How about Spy Kids? Anybody with kids out there listening right now, you had to have seen Spy Kids. He was the uncle.
You will turn around, you will leave my shop, because I never want to hear my brother's name mentioned again.
You're our uncle?
And finally, sitting alongside John Malkovich in Con Air.
Call me Johnny 600 if they knew the truth.
Yeah, it doesn't have quite the same ring to it.
And his new documentary is all about him.
All right, fellas, let's do this. My name's Danny Trejo. You might have seen me once in a while.
Yeah, we have, because he's been in over 300 films. His new film is a documentary that's all about him. Danny Trejo and Inmate Number One, The Rise of Danny Trejo. And Danny joins us now. Danny, you are the very best bad guy actor ever.
Thank you. Thank you. Heather had a lot of practice.
I mean, it's a pleasure to talk to you. You're that guy that people see on screen and go, I know that guy. I've seen him in 100 films.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because I was on a plane, and you know those magazines that they have on a plane? They had an issue they called That Guy, and it was about people that you see in the movies, and you know that guy. And so I was that guy number one.
That guy number one, you are. I mean, over 300 films. From Dusk Till Dawn with George Clooney, we just played that clip. When you told Clooney to get out, that had to feel good.
Oh, God. That was the first time I ever met him. One of the nicest guys in the world. Unbelievable. I think he's the only person in the world that doesn't know he's George Clooney.
Which works for him. That's why he's got the Clooney factor, because men love him and women love him.
Yeah, that's what's so cool about it. And you know what? He did a film called Up in the Air.
Yeah, Up in the Air.
And I went to the premiere, but this is like 3 or 4 or 5 years later, and I hadn't seen him, and I was just in the crowd, and he screamed, Trejo! And I looked around to see if there was another Trejo. God, he just came up, hugged me, grabbed me. We went on the red carpet together. And he was just the sweetheart. He's got a great memory, first of all, and he was great in that movie. He was awesome.
You know, we mentioned Breaking Bad, of course, Spy Kids. I have a 14-year-old. I've seen all the films. Con Air, you and John Malkovich in that scene. Have you ever played a good guy, father?
Well, you know what? My son just directed me in a film called From a Son. And I actually play his dad. And I play a dad that goes looking for his son who's overdosed on drugs. It's like, it's the most heaviest thing I've ever done, you know.
Really?
Like, he made me cry.
Well, Danny Trejo, you are the American dream, from convict to movie star, a kid from Echo Park. You go to jail, you come out on the other end. I mean, this documentary, I just watched the trailer. Danny, it's unbelievable what you've been through.
Yeah, but I what I like about this documentary is that it talks about redemption, because I use it to go to schools and to juvenile halls, because there's so many kids that feel like they've been thrown away. And we just kind of like, wait a minute, we got to do something here, you know, and show them that it's not where you start, it's where you end.
Well, you served time in San Quentin for armed robbery and drug charges. You were in and out of jail for 11 years. They can relate to a guy like you. You're just not a guy in movies.
Well, what I found out that when you go talk to kids, first of all, you have to get their attention. It's impossible because they don't have any. Second, you know, you got to keep it. And if you're not a video game, you're not going to keep it. And then you've got to, you know, show them you're cool. And if you're 10 years older than them, automatically you're not cool.
Right.
And then you deliver your message. Well, the blessing that the good Lord's given me is that when I walk onto a campus, I have everybody's attention. Not Danny Trejo, per se, but the guy from Spy Kids, the guy from Heat, the guy from Desperado.
Yeah.
Again, the guy from Blood In, Blood Out. So they want to hear what that guy has to say, and they listen.
Danny, you're a father of three. You had a few kids with drug problems, right?
Well, you know, two of my kids went through their problems, so it doesn't matter. It's like, you have to understand, if there's supposed to be a big war on drugs, but it's not. It's a war on drug addicts. I mean, it's like, you know, they're being bombarded by prescription pills. They're being bombarded by crystal meth, by coke. So, you know, we're fighting to keep them right, you know. And so by the grace of God, right now my son has 6 years clean and my daughter has seven.
Wow. What was your first movie gig? Do you remember when you got out of jail?
Runaway Train. Runaway Train was, I was going to be an extra. I was doing it to get $50. I wasn't like any, I had no dreams of being a star. I just wanted to get the $50. And I ran into a friend of mine named Eddie Bunker that I was in prison with. And he came up and said, "Hey, Trey, what are you doing here?" And I said, "You know, come on, I want to get $50. And he said, "We need somebody to train one of the actors how to box."
When did you find out that this was going to be a career for you? What movie?
The minute I looked at the check.
I'm like, I could do this. They're paying me for just standing around saying a few words. I could do this gig.
Well, I asked Eddie, if I train this kid, what's he going to pay? And he says, $320 a day.
Wow.
And I said, how bad do you want this kid beat up? I thought he wanted me to beat somebody up. And he goes, no. Got to be careful. This actor's high strung. He might hit you. I said, Eddie, for $320, give him a stick. I didn't beat up for free.
That is so funny.
I started training Eric Roberts how to box for the movie Runaway Train.
So that's how you started. You started training in Runaway Train. And then when was what was your first part, your first speaking part?
The first speaking part I had, I was in a, well, the first name I had, I was in a movie called Penitentiary 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I played a boxer named Severe. And then the next movie where I really had a name, I played Art Zanella, an Italian guy, in a movie called Death Wish 4. And I got to meet my hero, Charles Bronson.
Oh, yeah.
And that was like amazing. You know what I mean? Like Big Charlie. I was hoping he wasn't like Hollywood, and he wasn't. He was just so cool.
Well, Danny, you're one of the best, man. And you're the American dream. Over 300 films, 7 restaurants, and a donut shop in L.A. It's so great to talk to you, and you're that guy. We know that you're that guy.
Yeah, thank you. I also started a record label called Trails Music.
Of course you are. You don't have enough going on right now. Let's start a record label. I love it. Danny Trejo, everybody. Thank you, Danny. We'll see you in your next film.
Thank you.
Everything good that has happened to me has happened as a direct result of helping someone else. Everything.